the American Rescue Plan. Even with a 70% approval rating, it keeps getting chopped up. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 5th day of March. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. The lightning rod in the U.S. Senate is from West Virginia. We've got an update. Credit card borrowing is down. Hiring, by the way, is up, especially in the hospitality industry. We've got a wealth tax story for you, the Wall Street Report, and are the days of dressing down for work over? Those stories, plus we get hyper-local with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and stuff to do with the Greater Des Moines, Iowa Metro. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Great to have you along for the ride today. By the way, you want to reach out on Twitter? You can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, it's really uncanny and perhaps gives us a glimpse of how out of touch Washington is with the rest of the nation. The $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, or stimulus plan, has a 70% approval rating among Americans. Now, while Democrats love it, a vast majority of voters who are registered as Republicans are also on board. Yet, over the past week, the U.S. Senate has been chopping away at the plan by reducing the income threshold for the $1,400 stimulus check and lowering the unemployment boost from $400 a week to $300 a week. One of the realities of reducing the income threshold for the $1,400 stimulus check means that an estimated 12 million fewer adults and 4.6 million fewer children would be eligible for the third stimulus payment. And an estimated $12 billion will be shaved off the $1.9 trillion relief bill. This week, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, voted against the $15 an hour raise in the federal minimum wage. That was not the surprise, but what is surprising is that in West Virginia, a $15 an hour wage would be a positive impact to 250,000 people who live there. The proposal was formerly known as the Raise the Wage Act of 2021, and it would incrementally increase the federal minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 by the year 2025. So no, it is not taking it from $7.25 to $15 this year. It's incremental over the next several years. But Friday's vote revealed that even though Manchin had been the loudest Democratic critic to the increase, he was not the only member of the party to oppose the legislation. Now, according to the U.S. Census Bureau data, even before COVID-19, West Virginia had the 6th highest poverty rate in the country. Nearly 279,000 West Virginians, or 16% of the population, lived in poverty in 2019. That's according to the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy. Data from the Economic Policy Institute indicates that 250,000 West Virginians, about 14% of the population in the state, would directly benefit from a $15 minimum wage. Those impacted workers would take home, on average, nearly $4,000 extra each year. And the total annual wage increase for all affected West Virginia workers would be $987 million annually. That is a lot of money to put back into the local economy. West Virginia's current minimum wage is $8.75 an hour, more than a dollar above the federal minimum wage, but still much less than the $24 that would be in place had the federal minimum wage kept up with productivity growth. According to the Federal Reserve data that was out today, consumer borrowing decelerated again in January, suggesting to some economists that Americans are using the latest stimulus checks to pay down debt. MarketWatch is reporting that total consumer credit decreased by $1.3 billion in January. That's an annual decline at a 0.4% rate and follows a 2.5% gain in the prior month. Economists had been expecting a $12 billion gain in January, according to a survey by the Wall Street Journal, but it actually went down. So what happened? Revolving credit, like credit cards, dropped by 12.2% in January after a 3.4% decline in December. It's the fourth straight decline in revolving credit and the 10th drop in the past 11 months. Revolving credit has a record annual pace of contraction in 2020, but economists expect that to turn around once the country gets back to other spending habits, so stay tuned. Hiring surged in February as U.S. economic activity picked up with COVID-19 cases steadily dropping and vaccine rollouts providing some hope for more growth. According to CNBC, the Labor Department reported today that non-farm payrolls jumped by 379,000 for the month and the unemployment rate fell to 6.2%. Now, those numbers compared with expectations of 210,000 new jobs. Nearly all of the job gains came from the battered leisure and hospitality sector, which saw an increase of 355,000 jobs due to a relaxation of dining restrictions in some areas. Bars and restaurants gained 286,000 jobs, while hotel-related hiring totaled 36,000 jobs, and amusement, gambling, and recreation businesses added 33,000 jobs. Now, despite the gain, the industry is still 3.5 million short of its employment level from a year ago, just before the worst of the pandemic. Well, it's looking unlikely that the Elizabeth Warren wealth tax is going to get enough votes to pass. However, that does not mean a wealth tax is dead. Business Insider is reporting that some states may pass their own version. New York legislators are looking seriously at passing a form of wealth tax against the advice of Governor Cuomo, and Arizona and the city of San Francisco have already passed a wealth tax, and Washington State is also forming a plan. Stay tuned. That spur in hiring was a bright spot today for investors. Earlier in the session, during the 11 o'clock Eastern time slot, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all down, with the NASDAQ off by more than 286 points at that time of the day. However, all of that turned around in the afternoon trade, and the Dow finished the day up by 572 points to close at 31,496. And the NASDAQ, get this, flipped by a total of 482 points on one day. And the NASDAQ ended up the trade up by 196 points to 12,920. The broader S&P 500 ended the day up by 73 points to close at 3,841. Energy and financial stocks jumped up today, but Tesla tumbled by 4%, bringing its weekly loss to 12%. In addition, pandemic winners like Peloton and Zoom slid. Peloton was off by 19% and Zoom down by 14%. For the week, the NASDAQ fell by more than 2%, the S&P 500 gained 0.8 this week, and the blue-chip Dow, well, that outperformed with a weekly gain of 1.8%. And finally, there is this. You know, the pandemic gave rise to the work-from-home trend, and with it, well, the trend of dressing down. So, but is, maybe, could it be that the year of the sweatpants is coming to an end? According to Anthropologie, 7 of the 10 best-selling items on its website in the last week of February were dresses. And until that point, it was lucky to see one or two dresses break into the top 10 list. The CEO of Urban Outfitters, part of the same retail group that owns Anthropologie, said that the return of go-out fashion is a positive sign and is witnessed by some recent retail ad campaigns. Brands are anticipating us to embrace a return to more formal wear and a new normal in the near future. That's fine as long as they don't bring back the leisure suit. All right, stay with us. It's Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine with some hyper-local events going on in the Des Moines, Iowa metro. And we'll have some fun with everything from accents to camo at the Iowa Deer Classic. Jeff Pitts is just a click away.